Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Friday, the 29th of August. Let's take you through the cues and trends that could shape the day. Indian equities ended the August series on a weak note, with the Nifty slipping to a fresh three-month low but just about defending that 24,500 mark on the monthly F&O expiry day. The index closed the series with losses of more than 500 points, dragged lower after the 50% US tariff on Indian exports took effect on Wednesday. The banking index was the biggest culprit, with the Nifty Bank closing below the 54,000 mark for the first time since 9th of May. All sectoral indices ended in the red. The Nifty IT index was down over 1.5% and the Nifty Realty index shed 1.5% as well. PSU banks, FMCG and pharma also bore the brunt. In fact, the last two sessions alone have wiped out over 10 lakh crore rupees in investor wealth. The pain was more pronounced in the broader markets, with both the mid-cap and small-cap indices shedding over 1.5% apiece. Among Nifty names, Shriram Finance, HCL Tech, TCS, Power Grid, Jio Financial, Tata Consumer and HDFC Bank were the notable losers. On the positive side, Titan, L&T, Coal India and Asian Paints managed to buck the trend. Reliance Industries staged a late comeback to end the day in the green ahead of its 48th annual general meeting. In the mid-cap space, Vardhman Textiles surged 13%, while Ola Electric gained over 9% in trade. On the flows front, FIIs of foreign investors were net sellers to the tune of 3,800 crore rupees, while DIIs or domestic investors stepped in with net purchases of nearly 7,000 crore rupees in the cash market. Looking ahead, experts caution that the market setup has shifted from a buy on dips approach to a sell on rise strategy. Resistance is seen at 24,650 and 24,850, while support lies at 24,480 and 24,300. A retest of the August low near 24,350 cannot be ruled out in the near term. However, this morning the GIFT Nifty is signaling a gap-up start for the Indian equities as the index is up over 150 points. Let's now take a look at the global cues this morning. Asia-Pacific markets are trading mixed, with Japan's Nikkei under pressure after core consumer prices in Tokyo rose at a slower pace in August. On Wall Street, stocks ended higher overnight ahead of key second quarter GDP data and the July personal consumption expenditure data. The S&P 500 closed above the 6,500 mark for the first time ever, with major US indices up anywhere between 2 to 3.5% for the month of August. However, US futures are edging lower in early trade. Economists expect the July PCE inflation print to rise 0.2% on a month-on-month basis and 2.6% on a year-on-year basis. Meanwhile, in the currency and bond markets, bond yields were slightly softer, with the US 10-year yield down 2 basis points to 4.2%, while the dollar index slipped for a third straight session. In commodities, gold climbed to a 5-week high on the back of a weaker dollar and lingering Fed independence concerns, while oil prices settled higher as traders await US President Trump's statement on the Russia-Ukraine situation. Up next, let's take a look at the stocks making headlines today. Index heavyweight Reliance Industries will be in focus as it holds its 48th annual general meeting today. Investors will watch closely for updates across digital, retail, new energy and oil and gas businesses, as well as any potential value unlocking announcements. The market will also be looking out for clarity on Reliance's fast fashion and quick commerce push alongside progress in its new energy initiatives. In the semiconductor space, CG Power is in the spotlight after its subsidiary CG Semi Private inaugurated the country's first outsourced semiconductor assembly and test facility at Sanand, Gujarat. The facility, called G1, is the first of its kind in India to offer services across both traditional and advanced packaging technologies, a key milestone in India's semiconductor journey. Muthoot Finance has infused 500 crore rupees of equity into its subsidiary Muthoot Money. The funds will be used for business expansion, general corporate purposes and repayment of existing loans. Meanwhile, Infosys has teamed up with MasterCard to scale cross-border payments by integrating MasterCard Move with Infosys Finacle. Hexaware Technologies has partnered with Replit to boost enterprise software development through secure vibe coding. The initiative will allow non-IT teams to create tools and prototypes using natural language, cutting time to market and improving customization. Starting today, the National Stock Exchange will exclude 8 stocks from the F&O segment as part of its periodic review. The stocks are Aditya Birla Fashion, Adani Total Gas, CESE, Granules India, IRB Infrastructure, Jindal Stainless, Poonawalla Fincorp and SJVN. The move is aimed at ensuring compliance with regulatory norms and market-wide position limits. And finally, Grow is making headlines after receiving SEBI's nod to go public. The Bengaluru-based broking and wealth management platform is preparing an IPO that could raise up to $1 billion, valuing the company between $7 to $8 billion. The updated DRHP is expected to be filed in the coming weeks. It's time now for a Voice of the Day segment. Here is Vikas Gupta, CEO and Chief Investment Strategist at OmniScience Capital, on where to find value in this market. Take a listen.
Huge value buying in terms of banks, right? Both public sector, private sector, housing finance, power sector, manufacturing, business or commercial services. So these are some of the things where we think it's an interesting play happening. And people are, Mr. Market is, blind to those opportunities. But 3 years later, 5 years later, probably, we can look back and look at this as a great opportunity.
Before we wrap up, in key macro data, India's industrial growth picked up in the month of July, with IIP rising 3.5% compared to 1.5% in June. The uptake was led by healthy performance in manufacturing, which expanded 5.4% vis-a-vis 3.7% a month earlier, while infrastructure goods growth surged to 11.9% from 6.7%. Capital goods also improved, but mining activity remained in contraction, while electricity output rose modestly. Meanwhile, all eyes will be on the first quarter GDP data that will be announced at 4 p.m. today. The CNBC TV18 poll estimates the GDP growth for the quarter at 6.8%, stronger than 6.5% a year ago, but lower than 7.4% in the March quarter. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day and thanks for listening.